Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We apologize for our show. I think it was from last week where we were not able to air a show. We were having some technical issues. We've got it somewhat corrected. We hope that it won't happen again. We apologize once again. But we're back. Today we're talking college football, week one. Even though there were some games last week, I guess that could be considered week one, but it's referred to as week zero by all the experts. So this is the this Saturday, this weekend, is the unofficial, or the official week one of the 2023 college football season. And a lot of good matchups this week. So first we'll review the games from last week. Let's see, you had Notre Dame defeated Navy 42-3. No surprise there. That game was in Dublin, Ireland. And then USC won 56-28 over San Jose State. And also the San Diego State Aztecs were victorious over the Ohio Bobcats 20-13. So this week will begin an interesting schedule. I mean, most of the teams are not playing other teams in quote-unquote power conferences, and I'm using that term somewhat loosely because the conferences are in flux right now. But for this year, I suppose we can still refer to them as power conferences. But a big game tomorrow to start off this weekend's action. It will be the Florida Gators on the road in Utah facing the Utes. And on paper, you might think, or if you're not, if you don't follow either of these two teams very much, you might think, well, this looks like a mismatch. SEC team playing Utah, Pac-12. But this was a very close game last season. Florida won the game last year in Gainesville 29-26 in a very close game. From what I remember, Utah had a late lead late in the game until their defense broke down. And Florida ended up winning that game. So that was a very close game. And Utah, of course, is a strong program, winning the Pac-12 championship the past 2 years. And they gave Florida all they can handle on the road against an SEC team. So Thursday game will be, and I'm not sure what the times are locally, so it'll be Thursday night, we'll just say, and Utah will host Florida. So that should be an interesting game. Here's some other games. Oklahoma opens up against, by the way, they're backtracked. Utah is 14th ranked. Florida unranked right now, which is a bit surprising. But the next game will be 20th ranked Oklahoma at home against Arkansas State on Saturday. And then here's a SEC versus ACC matchup. Tennessee, number 12, ranked Tennessee against Virginia on Saturday. And these are all the 11 o'clock a.m. games. I'm assuming this is 11 a.m. Central. Iowa at home against Utah State. Michigan at the Big House will host East Carolina. And another big game, TCU at home against Colorado. And I know people think, another mismatch. TCU, of course, coming off their best season since, I don't know, World War II, maybe before, made it to the championship game. They made the 14 playoff, defeated Michigan in the semifinals, and but of course they were blown out in the championship game against Georgia, 65-7. Now, that notwithstanding, TCU had an outstanding season in Sonny Dykes' first year, posting a 12-0 regular season record. They did not win the Big 12 championship game. However, their record and resume was good enough to get in despite that. They won the semifinal, as I said, over Michigan. And can TCU repeat as will repeat that performance this year and make it back to the playoffs? Their first test will be against the Colorado Buffaloes, and what an off-season story they've been. after a really down period, it looks like the past almost 20 years for the Colorado Buffaloes. Former Dallas Cowboy Deion Sanders rides back into Texas, brings his Colorado Buffaloes, as he's now the Buffalo coach, into Fort Worth. And that game will be on Fox, I believe, at 11 a.m. So Deion will have his players ready. And Deion's not just a name or hype. Deion did an excellent job at Jackson State in the FCS level. And let's look at his record here. He coached the Jackson State Tigers to, let's see, how long was he there? He was there at least 2 years. 2020, 2021, 2022. And he did an excellent job there recruiting, and the program was highly successful in his time. He was only there 3 years, but here's his numbers. 2020, he was 4-3. That's not a good indication because that was a COVID year. But in 21, he was 11-2, undefeated in the conference, finishing first. And they repeated that in 2022 at 12-1, undefeated in the conference again. So in his last 2 years, he was 16-0 in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. So Deion, in the offseason or after last season, was hired by Colorado, and which I think was a really good move, not just in terms of PR, but in terms of recruiting. Deion Sanders can bring a lot of good athletes there to Colorado and maybe turn that program around that's been down for so long. All right, and then another power-ranked teams here. Mississippi is the 22. By the way, TCU is 17th ranked. Michigan's 2. Iowa's 25th. Mississippi is 22 ranked. They're at home against Mercer. Oregon, number 15, Oregon is at home against Portland State. Number 19, Wisconsin hosts Buffalo. Number 11, Texas hosts Rice. And number 13, Notre Dame is at home against Tennessee State. Number 3, Buckeyes on the road. They open up on the road against a Big 12 rival, the Indiana Hoosiers. And this is going to be an interesting year for Ohio State and Ryan Day. They own the Big 10 and Michigan for so long, but the past 2 years they've lost to Michigan, and they have not won the Big 10 or made the playoffs. So Ohio State is looking to get back into the get back their crown, their Big Ten crown, and become a perennial playoff team again. And then let's see, number 10, Washington hosts Boise State. And Boise State, a strong program in the mid majors. Washington comes in highly ranked this year. So that should be a good matchup. And Boise State's always out to prove that they belong with the big boys, so it's another opportunity for them to show that they belong in a power conference. The defending back-to-back national champion Georgia Bulldogs, number 1 ranked host Tennessee Martin. That'll be a 5 o'clock game. Again, I think these are central. Check your local listings. Number 6 ranked USC at home against Nevada. Number 16th ranked Kansas State is at home against Southeastern Missouri. 23 ranked Texas A&M Aggies at home against the New Mexico Lobos. And then another power conference matchup here. State number 7 hosts West Virginia. So West Virginia will go to Happy Valley. Should be an interesting game, both from power conferences. Another power conference matchup, SEC team South Carolina hosts their neighbor to the north, UNC, who's 21 ranked. The game will be 6:30. And then let's see, number 4 Alabama at home against Middle Tennessee State, another 6:30 game. 7 o'clock, Tulane number 24 ranked Tulane at home against South Alabama at 7 o'clock. Then there will be two Sunday games, at least two Sunday games. The first will be who's the number 18th ranked team on the road against San Jose State. And what can you say about Oregon State? They've had a tough offseason. They've been a decent program. And now they finally find themselves possibly out of the power conference after next season, depending on what happens with the Pac-12, sorry. As we reported on the previous shows, of the 12 current teams in the Pac-12, eight of them will be moving. Sorry, no, let's see. Yeah, eight will be moving. That includes Utah, Colorado, Arizona State moving to the Big 12, USC and UCLA are moving to the Big Ten, and I think that's it. So there should be more teams, though. But oh, and I'm sorry, Oregon and Washington. Yeah, they're also moving to the Big Ten. So you have four teams going to the Big 12 and four going to the Big Ten. Oregon State's one of the teams left behind right now, with Oregon State, Washington State, Stanford, and Cal. So nobody knows what's going to happen next year, if that what's left of that conference will remain intact, or they will merge with another conference or add teams. It's unknown. And then your Sunday night matchup will be a rematch from that crazy game at opening day last season, Florida State and LSU. Florida State won last year's game on that just crazy game at the end. And LSU comes into this game ranked fifth. Florida State is ranked eighth. So early tests for both programs to see who gets a leg up on their schedule. A win in this game will go a long ways towards getting to the playoffs. If either team manages to, run the table, go undefeated. Then there'll be number 9 Clemson on the road at Duke. That will be your Monday night game, 7 o'clock. Clemson, after dominating the SEC for many, they still are dominating the ACC. In the past 8 seasons, they've won the ACC championship game 7 times. So they look to continue their dominance of their conference and get to a playoff for the first time in 4 years. And if you don't remember, Clemson was in the playoffs for, I believe, five of the first 6 years. So not the first year, but the next 5 years, advancing to or winning the semis 4 and 5 years and winning 2 championships, both over Alabama. So the past 3 years, though, they've come up a little short. In 2020, they actually finished second in the ACC when they didn't have divisional play, but defeated Notre Dame. They went on to the 14 playoff, but lost to Ohio State. In 2021, they did not win the ACC and obviously didn't advance to the playoffs. However, last year they bounced back with a win, or with winning the ACC again, but failed to make the playoffs this time. And once again, they're number 9 ranked. So if you have any questions about any of the matchups, give us a call at 563-999-3409. And let's see. So of all those matchups of the Power Conference teams, the ones most intriguing are Florida, Utah, which is tomorrow, Tennessee, Virginia on Saturday, TCU, Colorado on Saturday, and West Virginia, Penn State Saturday, South Carolina, UNC Saturday as well, and then Florida State, LSU. So, and then Boise State and Washington, because Boise State, of course, I know they're not a power conference team, but they're a hopeful. They hope to get in. And the TCU-Colorado matchup, let's look at how that went last year. I believe, well, obviously TCU won the game, but I think they won 38-13 over Colorado in a up in Boulder. And that jump-started their great season last year. TCU, like we said, finished 12-0 in the regular season and won and defeated Michigan 51-45 in the semifinal. And, of course, were blown out in the championship game. But what a season for TCU. And really it's a culmination of about 27 years of effort. I don't know if you're familiar with TCU's history, but they were originally a Southwest Conference team. Now, when the Southwest Conference broke up after the 1995 season, half of the teams went into the Big 12, and then half were out. They dropped down to a group of five conference now. So they were kind of forced to fend for themselves. Those programs were TCU, SMU, Houston, and Rice. The Southwest teams that made it into the Big 12 were Texas, Texas A&M, Baylor, and Texas Tech. So TCU's had quite a journey the past 27 seasons. In 1996, they started in the WAC. They ended up moving to the WAC. 5 years later, they moved to the Conference USA. And then 4 years after that, they moved to the Mountain West Conference, and they pretty much dominated at least the Conference USA and the Mountain West Conference. They were, I think, back-to-back undefeated regular seasons in 2009 and 2010, and they also won the Mountain West in 2011 back when, right before, well, that was 09 and 10 is when Andy Dalton was playing quarterback there. So they had quite a great run under their previous head coach, Gary, I forgot his name right now, it was Jerry something or else. But the man who got it started was actually Dennis Franchione. Franchione started the winning streak back in, I believe, 1998. And that was back when they had LaDainian Tomlinson at running back. Of course, Tomlinson went on to play for the Chargers, great running back. And so let's see, Franchione was hired by Alabama for the 2001, and I'm sorry, Gary Patterson, how can I forget that name? But Gary Patterson ended up taking over for Dennis Franchione at the end of 2000. He was the and he was there through 2021, I believe, until about halfway through the season. And so as TCU continued to win in these group of five conferences, when Texas A&M, the Big 12, to go to the SEC, they ended up replacing them and moved up to the Big 12. And although they haven't dominated the Big 12, they've been extremely decent when you think about how big a school they are and where they've come from all these years. In 2012, they made a bowl. 2014, they tied Baylor for the Big 12 regular season championship. They did not have the championship game at that point. So, and I remember at the time there was a lot of controversy that neither TCU nor Baylor ended up making the playoff and because they didn't have that extra game. They ended up winning the Peach Bowl, which was one of the college football Big Six games. 2015, 11-2 overall. 2016, they made a bowl appearance. 2017, they finished second, but with the Big 12 championship game returning and pitting the number one and number two teams, they were the number two seed, so they managed to – they finished 11-3, and they made the Big 12 championship that year. 2018, another winning season and a bowl appearance, a bowl win. 2020, they had a winning season, but their bowl was canceled because of COVID. And then in 2021, when they were 3-5, Gary Patterson was fired after 21 years at that program. So the his replacement was Sonny Dykes. Dykes was coaching at SMU and had led SMU to several winning seasons and bowl appearances recently. So Dykes led him to an undefeated regular season record, undefeated obviously in the conference, playoffs, and a semifinal win, championship game appearance. So what a great season for TCU. Colorado, on the other hand, has struggled mightily. They had, I believe, one winning season since they've joined the Pac-12, and that was back in 2016. They won the Pac-12 South. And even prior to joining the Pac-12, when they were in the Big 12, they were struggling before that. So now Colorado has a new coach, Deion Sanders. They're one of the teams moving back into the Big 12. So this is a non-conference game this year, but starting next season, TCU and Colorado will be conference opponents. Whether they will play each other every year or how often, we don't know, because of the there'll be 14 teams and everyone can't play each other as they do now in the Big Ten, which is 10 teams that could play 9 games. So this is a sneak peek to a future Big 12 matchup. Tennessee and Virginia. Let's look at what that's all about. Tennessee, of course, comes in with high expectations. Last season, they were 11-2 under Josh Heupel. They defeated Alabama in that exciting week seven game. So previous year, they were 7-6 under Josh Heupel. So in Josh Heupel's 2 years there, he's really turned that program around. They've had moments where they've been close to coming back and then go the other direction. But when you're in a division with Georgia and a conference with Alabama, it's going to be hard to win anything. So last season, Tennessee was 6-2 in the SEC, and in their non-conference matchups, biggest one was the Pitt game. They defeated Pitt in overtime 34-27. So Tennessee, they need to have a good season in order to get it what's most likely an at-large semifinal appearance or semifinal bid. And winning this game against Virginia will go a long way to doing that. They can an ACC opponent. Then we'll have to see how the rest of the season shakes out. We've already mentioned Ohio State. So, okay, Florida State and LSU. Let's see here. Okay, Florida State is coming off a 10-3-year season. Last season they had that crazy win over LSU in the Superdome on, I guess it would be week one. They had actually played a week zero game against Duquesne, but the week one game, that was a crazy game. So this is a rematch of that. And Florida State was, like we said, 10-3, which was quite a turnaround from the previous year, where in 2021 they were 5-7. And 2020, they were 3-6 in the COVID year. So Mike Norvell enters his fourth year now, and he's finally got the program where he wants them in position to win. So LSU had an outstanding year last season as well. They were, well, SEC Western Division co-champions, but they beat out Alabama for the Western Championship, their first West Championship in 3 years. And they ended up, well, they lost to Georgia in the SEC Championship game, but won the Citrus Bowl over Purdue with the resounding 63-7 win. So, LSU was in its first season with Brian Kelly, the former Notre Dame coach. And like Florida State, they've had some down years recently since COVID. 2021, they were 6-6 under Ed Orgeron, and 5-5 in 2020, and did not make a bowl. So this was all after they had that outstanding 2019 national title season with Joe Burrow and all the tons of future NFL draft picks. So, again, early season game, see who can get an advantage or a leg up in the playoff race. Both teams are in power conferences, so a win for either one will be big when it's time to compare resumes, assuming both teams win out and are in position to make the playoffs. So this will be a big game for either team. All right, so those are your week one matchups. Once again, if you have any questions or comments, we have a minute or two here. Give us a call at 563-999-3409. The first game of the weekend starts tomorrow, and that will be Florida on the road against Utah. Very intriguing game. Last season was very close. Utah had Florida on the ropes until, I believe, the last minute or last second touchdown by, I think it was by quarterback Anthony Richardson. I can't remember if it was a run or pass, but it was. I watched the game, and Utah had him, but till the end. Florida is looking to come back somewhat. They've been down the past few years. I know that they won the SEC East in the COVID year, but except for that, Georgia's pretty much dominated the East 5 of the past 6 years. So Florida, a win for Florida would look to give them some confidence going into SEC play, where as Utah, it's another chance to show that they belong with the big boys. They've already won the Pac-12 two straight seasons, and they're on the move next season into the Big 12. They're one of the teams moving. So big game for both teams. This is a big weekend, even though it's just week one. Should be some interesting games. Of course, a lot of games will be games pitting power conference teams against FCS or group of five teams. So you have a lot of results that are expected. Anyways, hope you enjoy this weekend. Remember, first game is tomorrow, Thursday, Florida, Utah, and then a big weekend Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night game. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.